marker.
We could have just keep going. There was no need for a clap and a marker. This is, we're not filming anything. We're recording.
You need clappers in.
Yeah, no, you don't.
Okay. Cute.
Were you going to see the clapper? Are you going to be like, wait, was that the clapper? No, was this the clapper?
If you see like the on the waveform,
it doesn't matter. I could hit this. I could hit the clap.
No, it's not the same thing. You gotta have something that peaks at it.
Oh, he's driving me nuts.
So this is the after show. So I went to go visit my parents the other day. And I was talking to... I'm not gonna hit you with the pillow. I'm just holding it like this. And I was talking to my parents about something. And I was talking to my dad. And I was reminiscing on my junior high years. And, you know, I told him about not really getting bullied, but more about, like, you know, I went to school with imbeciles, and I had to talk about the imbecility of the imbecilic morons. And he was like, well, you could have solved this issue on the first day. And I was like, okay, so how would you do it? He's like, what you should have done on that first day of school is... This is his words. He said, I should have went... You go into the classroom, and you sit in the classroom and you stare at every person in the eyes that walks into that room and establish your presence in there.
That sounds so stupid.
And I was like, what? You establish yourself as the alpha, and it's like nobody will mess with you because you are there and you've made space. I was like, you didn't explain that to me. In the fall of 96, you did not explain that.
Expect to get a ball thrown at you. Expect to get a paper ball, a bag, something. You're gonna
Something is gonna
hit your head, and you're gonna be like, I was establishing myself as an alpha.
So I was telling Angel the story, and Angel came up with this really, like, it had me like laughing that whole morning. Like,
which had me wondering, like, wow, this is not that funny, you know? it wasn't that funny.
So, so Angel says that this is what we're gonna do for our kid on the first day.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna tell the kid. This is what you're going to do. You're going to sit at the corner. Or, no, you know what? No, you're not going to sit at the corner. You're going to stand at the corner. You're just going to look at the corner. But you're going to try to be the first student in the classroom and just go to that corner and just stare at it. And just wait till students starts getting in. And then, like, that first student's going to come in like, what the fuck is up with this kid? What?
I can't be in here when I can't.
I can't. I don't know if I should sit down or what. The next thing you know, like, that first kid is gonna sit down like on the other end of the corner, and he's just gonna sit at like at the cubicle, and then all you're gonna hear is like dunk 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 because he's trying to like move away from you because he's scared. And then the rest of the students start coming in, and they see our kid just staring at the corner, staring at the corner. They're gonna be like, what the fuck? What is going on? And they'll be scared. See, that's the good thing. They'll be scared because they don't know what's happening. They don't know what the outcome.
They're confused.
They don't know what the outcome of this kid is.
You have to confuse your... What's that term in sports where you have to confuse your offense?
Oh, fuck. I forgot.
Your opponent.
I forgot.
For somebody that works in sports.
Yeah. Okay. And anyway, so they're going to do
create
that.
Create a diversion.
Diversion. There you go. He's going to create a diversion. And then, like, once the teacher comes in, then you just, all you have to do is just move away from the corner and sit down like nobody's business. Like, nothing happens. And then from that point on, nobody's going to mess with you because they're going to think that you're crazy. And that's the best part. However, you got to keep this shit up. So what you got to do is you can't do it every day. You got to do it like every other day or every other week. So you did it once already. Now you got to wait till next week, but you can't do it on Monday. You got to do it like on Wednesday or Thursday. And then you're going to stand at the corner and you're going to stare at it again. And it's just going to be there. But you got to make sure that you're the first student again. And you're just going to do that, and you're going to wait for the students to come in again, and then they're going to be like, oh, no, not this shit again. No, fuck. And then they're like, oh, shit, we got to invite our friends tomorrow from other classes to come in. And then they're going to think that they're going to do that. And they're going to think that our kid is going to do that. And then you're going to tell them, I'm going to tell them, it's like, so you do it today, but you don't do it tomorrow, because then they're going to invite their friends to come in. And then their friends are like, yeah, we got to see this crazy kid. And then all of a sudden you're seated at the cubicle.
Like, cubicle?
Yeah.
The desk or
the desk? Well, the desk. You're seated at the desk, like you're staring at the board, and they're like, and then they look at their friend, going like, "I thought you said he was crazy." And he looks at the corner. You're crazy. You're an idiot. We can't hang out with you. And you win. And you win, and you have a victory. And then the next week.
Oh my God.
Then the next week, like Tuesday or Wednesday. You do like a few things. You either stand at the corner, right? But you always have to make sure that you are the first student. So then, as you're doing that, right, you can do a few things. You can stand at the corner. You can stand by the door. And then you act like the door is something. You just start touching the door like all weird. You touch the edge of the door and just wait for students to come in. You're like, the student's going to be like, oh, no, not this shit again. Oh, fuck.
Wait, you also had the thing to do at the back ledge where the cubbies are, to plank at the cubbies.
Yeah, he has to. Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to do different ones from time to time. Like every other week, you have to like change it up so that you know they're like, oh man, what is he gonna do today? What is he or she gonna do today? What is he or she gonna do today?
I don't want my daughter doing this.
Why not? She's gotta do it too.
No, not my daughter. My son, fine. I don't care.
He's like, it's gonna be like, and then those little bookcases. You know how classrooms have?
Yeah.
Yeah, those cubbies. You're gonna be like, if they have cubbies, what you're gonna do is you're gonna plank. You're gonna plank at the cubbies. And you're just gonna sit there until the teacher comes in and you're like, oh, this fucking kid. Yo. Oh man. And then it's just gonna be a reputation that he or she is gonna have. And then
how
we go
long
to,
are they supposed to do this?
They're gonna do like maybe 5 weeks. Because then we have to go to teacher PTA. We gotta go to parents
the
teachers.
PTA
conference. and then like, you know, When they start saying, like, you know, this kid of yours is doing, like, stuff. Like, he's standing at the corner, and he's planking, and he's just looking at the door. Meanwhile, I'm standing at the corner like, wait, what? What's going on? Who's talking?
No,
he's
I
like, oh, we see where he gets it.
You're supposed to stand. You're supposed to sit with your back towards everybody. Or at the side, or it'd be like, where your ear's facing them. I'm sorry, my face. You have to talk into my ear because my face don't understand.
Yeah, but then after the PTA, I told.
I only listen from my hair. Like, turn your back and be like, only my
hair.
Well,
you can only speak to me. You can only speak to me in a 360 move procedure. So you got to walk.
At 180 degrees.
You got to walk from that side of the room to this side of the room. And that's how I can only understand what you're saying. And then, like, the next day after we're done with this, it just goes like, this is what you're going to do today.
Oh, my God. Help my child.
What you do today is you're going to sit at the desk, but you're going
to
sit sideways at the desk. Like, you're looking at the wall instead of the board. And then they're going to be like, oh, I thought we spoke about this. Wait a minute. Not again. No.
I had a conversation with your parents about this. Yeah, you spoke to my parents, not to me.
Oh, man, I'm hitting red all over the place.
Oh, you're peeking,
oh,
man.
That sucks.
Yeah, that. Wait, you're the bottom, right?
Yeah, I'm the bottom. Excuse me?
You're the bottom wave. God. Oh, gosh. So that's our parenting tip. Welcome to our after show, the parenting tip. This is what you're going to do.
Baby, you're going to have to face that.
No, I don't. Yeah. Okay, I'll fix it. Fine. Boom. All right. All right, so that was our after show.
That was our excitement after show. How's your excitement level now?
Oh, God. I'm telling you, I'm tired of the broken promises. Let's not make fun of it. That's an actual problem. People have that problem.
Yeah.
But that'll be on our next after show.
I promise you, Kate Spade in the 8th grade.
Yeah, I need you to be a man. We're 14. That's our next after show. So thank you so much for listening to
coming driving the car in the wrong way lane.
And with that, thanks for listening to the after show.
All right.
Remember to listen to the 505 podcast, the original show. And we are fully bingeable, so there's no excuses as to why you're not listening.
Agreed.
There's no excuses.
No excuses. 10 episodes. We actually did 10 episodes.
Wow. We're at episode 10.
That's crazy.
10 hours of content. Mm. You have something to do.
Yeah, you can clean the house and
listen to us.
Listen to us. And just, you know, say, wow, they're great, or wow, they suck, or something.
Oh, this sucks. I'm going to listen to this next episode. I'm going to listen to this other episode.
Need something. I mean, you know.
They need a baby. Just
let us know that you're not, that you're listening.
Okay, we're rambling. Let's go. Let's go. All right, guys. Angel's going to
be here. My excitement level is up, you know, because, yeah.
Love you,
all right, listeners. Thanks for listening.
Love you, lads. Miss you much. Bye. Hit the button.
What button?
I push the button.
You push it.
I push it again. Push it again. You push it. You push it again.
I hit the button. It's not doing nothing.
Hit the button.